Happy Monday. Today is Monday, December the 26th, 2022. Hope you had a Merry Christmas yesterday. And just in general, gonna have a Happy New Year. Today's daily Bible readings come to us from Psalm 148 and Acts 7:59, 8 through 8. There's also a text in there from the book we call Wisdom, which if you're a Protestant, you're probably not familiar with that because it's in what we call the Apocrypha. But if you're, say, like Roman Catholic or Eastern Orthodox or maybe even Anglican, you're probably more familiar with that because it would be actually read from today. But we're going to forego that and just focus on the psalm because it's Monday and we're going to visit again with our friend Malcolm. So today's Psalm 148, the Latin name of that is Laudate Dominum, and you're probably like, hey, we've done that before. Well, yeah, there's actually three psalms, I think at least, that have that name in Latin because it's taken from the first line. Psalm 117, which I'm pretty sure we've done, is also called Laudate Dominum, and then the one right before the Psalm 147, so which I don't think we've done before, but I can't remember it. I have to go look that up. But anyway, I digress. Psalm 148, and then we will hear the sonnet that Malcolm wrote in response to that Laudate Dominum. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars. Wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples. Princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people. Praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. We wait to hear the whole creation sing, but even here, redeemed, we start the song. Begin the praise of heaven's Lord and King. So praise him, all you angels, all the throng of beings whose intelligence and love our mortal minds can scarcely grasp, and whose energy and joy reaches above our range, yet sometimes glimmers through the veil of our own Eucharist. Our partial love is joined with theirs in singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord, the earth and heaven are full of glory. One day we'll be wholly drawn up into that sanctus, we'll be given a harmony with all created things, as earth herself is lifted into heaven. It's a good psalm to look at here in these first 3 days after Christmas as we move into this new year. Anyway, that's the DBR for today. Get out, enjoy the day, and we'll see you tomorrow.